Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish President Erdogan has turned an iconic church into a mosque in his quest to lead the Islamic world. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, Turkey is back in the news. Tayyip Erdogan, he is deporting Christians. Now, I know that you are pretty much on top of the story with persecution of Christians throughout the entire Middle East. You've visited with many of these different organizations across the years. But talk to me now. He's not only deporting Christians, but I understand as of Friday, he has taken one of the iconic churches of all of the last 2,000 years of history and turned it from a church into a mosque, Hagia Sophia. That was a wonderful church to visit when we would take tours to Turkey. It had such great historic significance. I'm just so sorry that has been now turned into a mosque, and I would doubt that Christians will be allowed to go into the church anymore. Talk to me about that update.
Well, extraordinary move by Erdogan. Arrogant, aggressive. He essentially has put an end to secular Turkey. They did turn it into a mosque during the Ottoman Empire, and it was in 1934 under the secular Turkish Republic that they turned it into a museum instead of a mosque. So that's what Erdogan has done just this week. He has transformed it into a mosque. He's holding Muslim religious services inside this amazing, beautiful church in Istanbul that had long, for centuries, was a symbol for the Eastern Orthodox Church. I think, again, this shows his arrogance. It shows that Erdogan really doesn't care about world opinion, and he's going to do whatever it takes to become the head of the worldwide Islamic caliphate. And that's why you see him in Syria. That's why you see him challenging Israel at every opportunity. That's why you see him moving military forces into Libya. Erdogan is on the march, and the end of his march is an Islamic caliphate.
Ken Timmerman explaining Turkish President Erdogan's quest to become the pan-Islamic leader of the world by turning an iconic historic church into a mosque. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's update on Turkey's President Erdogan is tangible evidence of how Islam is making advances day by day in our world. Converting an iconic historic church, Hagia Sophia, into a mosque is proof positive of Erdogan's desire to lead the Islamic world. This, by the way, was foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6, which reveals the biblical names of modern-day Turkey. This is a prophetic truth soon to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...